So how do we want to approach this? TK, how are we incorporating you in the podcast?
Let's see. Thanks. Since Jordan's not here, I was going to be like, hey guys, welcome to another episode of a Game Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Haygood. Wait a second, that's not right. I'm TK the Knight, or simply TK, or something like that.
Dr. TK?
Dr. TK, Captain J, Captain Knight.
Captain Knight.
Captain of the Knight.
There we go, that's the podcast title. This episode.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this current, whatever episode, what is it, 24th? Is that what you said before? 24th episode of the Game Podcast. I'm your host, Marshall Henderson. As you may realize, I'm not a Terminator. He's dead.
Yay! We killed him.
We are tired of all those X-Bots.
Yep. As always, joining me is the little baby brother of the podcast, Sweet Corn.
Oh, okay. Hi. My sweet little baby brother. So dead inside.
Yep. And since we're on a roll, may as well go for the barrel roll.
Yeah, barrel. Stop.
Yep. Also, guess what? Surprise guest here. Nobody saw it coming, not even us.
Yep.
Tiberius Kane himself, TK.
Hey, yo, everyone, and glad to be back. As you know me, I'm TK the Knight, or simply TK. How's it going?
Yes.
Somebody's
Facebooking.
Okay.
Who's doing the FB here?
That
doesn't matter.
Yep.
I forgot.
That's definitely
it's
TK.
My
okay.
Fault. I'm sorry. I thought
off the podcast.
Off.
There we go.
Yep, you're fired.
I'm sorry. Let me turn everything off.
Okay. Well, while you're doing that, Beryl.
What?
What have you been playing?
What have I been playing? Well, earlier this week I was playing more Project Crosszone, which is a strategy RPG. It's got a lot of characters from different series, Namco, Capcom and Sega. And the last one, like, has all kinds of people, and that game is pretty long. The last characters I got recently was Yuri and Estelle, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a fun game. I mean, it seems like the battles are really long, though, so I don't know how patient I'll be later on as it progresses, but it's pretty fun so far. And also in not so fun news, I've been playing a certain other game for review called Time and Eternity, which, yeah. I mean, based on these sides, it's like people are probably aware it's like that game has not gotten good critical reception at all. Like, that game has a below 40 Metacritic, I think, right now. Yeah. And I don't think it's actually warranted, but
sure.
I also don't think it's a great game either, but I mean, it's kind of interesting though. It's like, it starts off with a main character dude and is about to marry some chick. Then main character dude gets killed at his wedding. And then main character chick.
Can anyone survive a wedding these days?
No, apparently not.
Apparently not. But, he dies. And then, main character chick tries to change that and goes back in time, like 6 months. And stuff happens. And then main character guy's apparently a baby dragon now, and
what?
Main chick's got dual personalities, and it goes from there. But
okay.
Yeah, exactly. I may have cut up some of the build-up, but that's how it goes. But anyway, it's kind of interesting, but it has a lot of flaws. I'm pretty close to the end of the game, so I don't know how I feel finally, but it's definitely not like, it's not sub 40. It's like, it's not worse than Duke Nukem Forever, Aliens Colonial Marines. I'm positive about that. It's also not worse than Let's Fish.
I do have to ask,
huh?
What about it made it 14 freaking gigabytes?
Probably actually the voice acting, I would think. It's a lot of it, because they separate the voice acting for both the heroines, like both the personalities. So sure. There's actually scenes you won't see if you're not playing that other heroine, but yeah. It's voiced differently based on who it is. So yeah. The main girl is like the nicer one is like Toki, and she like has much more polite conversations, while Toa is much more curt and kind of brash in her conversations. But it's like they're different. They have some of the events play out differently. It's like Toa will try to kill some dudes, as opposed to Toki's just like, oh, that's nice. But
okay.
But yeah, stuff like that. Anyway, that's the game. And you, what? So you are playing it, you lying son of a.
I'm not playing it currently.
I remember you were like full of crap. You're like, I what? No, I'm not. But I am.
I said I didn't know what you were talking about.
I'm so sure you don't. You won't like that game. I am 100% positive you won't.
Yeah, you know, I get that feeling. Then again, I think on paper, if someone were to say, "Hey, this is Disgaea. How do you feel about this?" just by looking at it, I'm like, "Oh, it's about demons being super super cool and
no, there's
anime other voices
reasons.
And
there's other reasons why I think as a game and in terms of setting, but
okay, I'm going to assume by that it's extremely fan service heavy.
There's a lot of perverted jokes, a lot of tasteless perverted jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, yeah. That's it. That's it for me. Sorry, guys.
Okay. You did. What about you, sweet baby corn?
I've been playing things this week. In a surprise turn. Four games, to be exact.
Oh.
We're gonna start. Right. We'll start with Dark Souls: Prepare to Die Edition on the PS3. Yeah, I've always been kind of mixed on if I'd like that series or not, but I finally just decided to get it, because I figured I might. Yeah. And I do. How about that? It's not...
Do you kill things good?
I die good.
That's how you play the game.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like... It's not like a game where it's like, oh, I'm dead, so I'm stuck here forever. I guess I can never progress. It's kind of like, I just need to figure out how to do this so I can progress.
Yeah.
It just takes a lot of dying to do that.
Yeah, and also the thing is that, like, you kind of keep a lot, like, I know souls are the form of leveling and whatnot, but, it's like, otherwise, it's like every item you get, you keep. Like, everything, so you never, like, if you, I don't know, pick up a random sword as you're on your way, you don't lose that sword if you die.
That would suck. Since I
have
Drake.
Yeah, I would. Then I'd be like, that game. Oh, what? Spencer, have fun.
Gosh darn it.
Prepare to die editing. Captain.
it's not that difficult as long as you like you're careful.
Yeah,
you
very
just take
patient.
Your time. And I like that. I like if you want to look at a game, if you want to look at how I like pacing in video games, I'd say Dark Souls is a good view of that. I like the more slower paced kind of stuff. Most of the time, I can go with dumb, like full bore, everything stupid games every now and again. I can't sit down for them longer than 10 hours. It's just like, yeah, what is? You're being dumb. I get it.
Wait, what about... Do you mean all in one setting?
No. I'm not even awake for 10 hours at a time. But anyway, I need to stop saying that joke. It's dead. It wasn't even funny at the first place. Anyway, yeah, I like Dark Souls. The combat system's quite nice. I like the little, you hit the wall when you swing the sword thing. That's a nice little touch. Mm. Anyway. I've also been playing Far Cry 3, which, I mean, I was one of the rare people who didn't hate Far Cry 2. So, you know, I'm enjoying this a fair amount, like about as much as Far Cry 2, a little more since there's actually stuff to do in the world now. And but I mean, the story's dumb. It's just like, once you start talking to Citra and all that stuff starts happening, the story becomes dumb. Your character spends half the story just tripping out.
Yeah, I hear it's like after the first island, it's like it just goes, becomes a mess or whatever.
Oh, it's just, I'm not sure what's happened to your character in the past, but someone puts drugs in front of him, he f***ing takes them. It's ridiculous. Like, at some point, you just have to sit him down and like, look, the last time you took drugs, you ended up having to fight a giant f***ing demon with a bow and arrow. Stop doing this. It's annoying. Anyway, I mean, I only like Vaas. The only character I really care about is Vaas. Maybe the American dude, but he kind of gets annoying quick.
Sure.
I mean, Vaas is only half because his voice actor is pretty good. But anyway, gunplay's nice. The running around actually doing things in the world's cool. The characters are Murray, which is really weird. That threw me for a loop when that happened. The Rakyat, I think they're called. I just walked up to him and he's like, Kyora. I'm like, what?
I don't know anything about that game, so...
Oh. Okay, and also be playing Sleeping Dogs, because it was like $12. So
it's a good game to play, I think.
Yeah, yeah, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Driving's a little rough, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's kind of floaty, I would say. I don't know.
There's just something about the turning I don't quite like.
I just think
apart from that, yeah, it's just like... Yeah, apart from that, the game's fine. Quite enjoy it. I like how all the dates you go on just one date and then you just completely forget about them.
Yeah, that was really strange. It's like, there's these things, it's like, it feels like there's more to it, and then they just end, you're like, huh? Oh, okay.
Yep. I thought I was going to be some... Because, like, when I was playing it, you know, it got multiple people were all like, hey, let's go on a date, and I was like, okay. And then, whenever I went on a date with one of them, or when I went on a date with another one other than the first one I went on the date with, they're like, ah, you cheating bastard, or whatever. Like, whoa, dude, we went on like one date. What are you talking about? Well, I was kind of thinking it'd be like a, I don't know, it actually come to a head or it actually come to a point at some point, but apparently not. It's just,
yeah.
I call you a cheating bastard and that's it. End of game.
And then girl leaves and then you can technically kill her and wait, what? I never do that.
Wait, are you talking about in game or like
in
real life? Huh? Okay.
In real life, of course. I mean, I killed a girl in the real life situation of Sleeping Dogs.
Oh. Your life's a lot more interesting than you make it seem.
Yep, well, now you know.
Okay, what else, Corn?
And finally, I've played a bit of Bayonetta. Haven't played a lot. It's one of those games I was like, I'll pick that up when it's cheaper, and then completely forgot about it. I finally went back to it and played it, and I'm enjoying it. Same thing with the story as Far Cry 3. It's crazy.
It's hokey. It's, yeah.
It makes Vanquish look sane, and I thought Vanquish was rather crazy. Which is dumb, at least. Anyway, I'm enjoying it. The combat's good.
Yep.
That's Beryl's favorite game of all time, so.
It is absolutely my favorite action game this gen. But not favorite game of all time.
Well, like top three then.
I know, but it's
like top 15.
I have some pretty. I have a lot of games in my top 20s, and I don't think any of them are really action games. Anyways.
Anyway, okay. I've played that game the least, so I don't have as much to say about it. But whatever, we'll move on.
Sure. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. How about you, TK?
Hey,
me, I've been playing a whole lot of games from my backlog, basically doing the Summer Challenge backlog. In the past June, I've beaten 10 games, actually 11 games, and then...
Good lord.
What?
Good lord.
Yeah, yep. You know, I was surprised to beat that much games in 1 month, because usually, with games, I usually play at least a couple titles a month, or just focus on one. And take breaks in between, but I was very surprised. And to start off July, I'm on my third game of the backlog. The other day I beat the unfinished Swan, which took about a couple of hours to beat, and it was actually pretty fun for a puzzle game. And it's by the guys who did Journey. And
is it? I didn't know.
Is it?
I think it did, because when I was playing game, they referenced Journey. I was surprised.
Doesn't mean it's made by them.
Oh,
yeah, they could just be founds.
Okay.
It's a giant sparrow game.
Okay. Might have misread it then. But anyways, the reference was pretty interesting to see Journey. And then currently right now, I'm finishing up another small game called Closure, which was one of the free PS Plus games. And it's of course another puzzle game. You go through like going from dark to light, like to solve a puzzle to get to open gates and stuff. And I'm on it's actually pretty good for a small little title. So I highly recommend it if you like puzzle games. Yep. And once I finish this, I'm thinking of starting Ni No Kuni. Because I've been wanting to do an RPG fix.
That's it. A lot of people really like that game, so I mean, believe it or not, if the ones that don't like it are really vocal.
Sure.
Not that I'm playing anyone on this podcast, is that person.
I actually almost wanted to play Jack 3 because I want to finish off the trilogy, but after beating 2, I'm like, it's too frustrating.
You're burned out.
Yeah, I need a break from that. All the frustrating moments in the game I had, especially like the racing and escorting missions.
There's a decent amount of racing in 3, so you may want to sit it out.
Yeah, is Jack 3 easier than the second game? Or
I'd say so.
Okay.
But it's still, I mean, after 1, I think the game's got harder, if I remember correctly. I'm not entirely sure. But anyway.
So yeah, that's all the games I've been playing, aside from basically just working on my backlog. One game at a time.
Okay.
It's awesome.
I have sort of a backlog, but the way that my backlog is done, it's I don't want to play this game because I started playing it and it made me unhappy. So a lot of times I'm okay with missing out on my backlog, but I do have a lot of Steam games that I barely touch. So.
I always have a habit of doing that when you start a game and then you don't feel motivated to finish. You just move on to another game. And if it doesn't interest you, move on to another game and then eventually you'll come back to that game and beat it. Which
I only buy games I plan on playing, so whatever.
Yeah, that's the way I go about it. But you know, I just hate more games than the rest of you. That's true. You do hate more games than all of us. You hate more games than anyone. For a gamer, you're probably like the least gamer.
Yeah,
loving the first.
Probably.
Which is odd for having that kind of thing as a hobby. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I like games. I just don't like a lot of them.
I feel like gaming as a hobby is a little too expensive to just do and hate.
Yep. I mean, I only play the games I like, to be fair. I just hate the majority of games I don't buy.
Sure.
That's how opinions work.
Those deals are hard to resist. Yep. That's what happens when my backlog grows.
See, that's your problem. Hate more things. You'll be happier.
Let me lay it on that. Anyway, continue what you've been saying, Marshall. It is your time to talk.
As for games that I've been playing, I played Final Fantasy XIV again because of open beta. I've already talked about that. No reason to talk about that. Yeah. Animal Crossing, same with that. God. Insofar as things that I've played recently that I hadn't played previously, I actually started on Bioshock Infinite.
Oh.
Because, you know.
Thank God we haven't spoiled that for you already.
Yep.
It's the Citizen Kane of video games, you know.
Is it?
So, that's what the people say.
Okay.
My experience is, like, the opening was kind of dope. You know, the way they sort of do all of that. The big, oh no, these are bad guys reveal. All that stuff. Pretty cool, I guess. But, like, after that, it becomes a bloodbath, and it seems like...
Yes.
Like, that seems kind of out of place. Like the game starts out and it's like, hey, look, you're spending time in the world. That's cool. And I'm like, yeah, that is cool. I do like that. But then, like, it just
All murder Shepherd.
I was interested because it had normal people there, unlike the first Bioshock, where it was all just all the enemies. And I was like, hey, just civilians. This is going to make, you know, it's probably going to be a lot less just violence. You're probably just going to kill a lot less people. And then all the normal people just go away, and then it's just all the enemies again. I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks.
And then it escalates crazy quick after one event. And you're just killing people. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'd rather have it sort of play, you know, like that, where it's spend some time in the world, do some killing, spend a little more time in the world, do some killing. Instead, it seems kind of just like, you know, not that.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me happy, is the point.
Yeah, anyway. And the combat's not too good anyway.
Yeah.
Are you playing it on PC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't particularly like. Do you have a mouse problem? The sensitivity is wrong for the mouse? Or is it good for you?
Yeah. No, it was completely, like, way, way too sensitive for
me. And then
me.
You changed it and it's not sensitive enough?
Yeah.
So... That is balls. I f***ing hate that.
But, yeah. I haven't played that far into it. I only played, like, an hour and a half or something because I had to go do something. But,
Interested? Or disappointed so far? Or it's passable, serviceable?
It's passable, I guess.
Gonna keep playing?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Not too long.
Just, you know, I'll see what the big deal is.
It stops being all violence-y for the last, like, 10 minutes.
Yes. Well, I mean...
After it becomes really, 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 really violence-y for a solid 2 hours.
Yeah.
On one area.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, there's been a lot of quiet periods in that game. I mean, there sort of is, but not really. And
well,
the
if
ones
you stand
that are
in one
there,
place for long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what else am I doing?
I wouldn't mind
what
games
else
that
have I done?
Decide not to have violence everywhere, but whatever. AAA games.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that. See, it'd be nice to. It'd be nice to have a game, like, I'm not necessarily saying something like it has to be flower or anything, where you're just kind of broing out with
flowers.
Basically, that entire game is entirely 100% made to just smoke weed and lay there on the couch and play it.
Yep.
I don't advocate doing that, because, personally, I find stoners to be kind of annoying. Yep. But, you know, that's what that game's made for. Like, let's be real here.
I agree with that.
Basically like Kirby. Like, Kirby is the least intense game on the planet. So, like, if you're given to doing that kind of thing, Kirby's a game to do it, huh? Why are we talking about smoking weed? Why am I talking about
smoking weed? Yeah, we what are you implying? But, anyway, I think that wraps up your talk for what you've been playing, unless I missed something.
Nope, that does it.
Okay.
I guess, I think. Yeah, probably. I don't know.
Alright. And on to the main topic.
Yes. Which is... So, recently there was the... Well, not recently. A million years ago, there was the Kickstarter thing that,
Double Fine.
Double Fine. That's the name of the company? The Double Fine did. Where they're going to make an adventure game. And they're like, hey, bros, give us, you know, like, $400,000 or whatever. And people are like, well, you're Double Fine, we love you. We'll give you millions and millions and millions of dollars. Like, what was it?
3 million?
$450 billion?
Yeah, okay. 450. I think it was 3 million, though. I'm not entirely sure, though. But I think it was.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like 3 million. They're like, hey, here's $3 million. They're like, sweet. Since you dudes gave us a bunch of money, we're going to make a super dope game. And, you know, that's nice of them. But, in making a super dope game, they ended up going over budget or whatever. And they're like, well, we're not going to, you know, ask for more money or anything like that. That's going to come from our side, but it's going to be delayed a little bit. We need more money to make the thing or whatever. So, that.
Aren't they going on Steam Early Access? That might have been something said. That might not be confirmed, but whatevers.
Yeah.
We researched this article, thingo, in depth.
Very thoroughly before this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I'm not even 100% sure who Double Fine is. I've never heard of what is this Psychonauts? Is that the name of the game they make?
That is a game they made.
Grime Fandango?
I don't know what they...
Stacking?
I think maybe 400,000 for a game might have been a bit optimistic if they could actually make a good game for that amount, but whatevs. Considering that's how much it took. How much was it for the Skullgirls DLC characters? That was like 400,000 each, wasn't it? Was it like 200? It was a fair amount.
I think like the general idea was like they need like 800,000 to meet their main goal, I think. I don't remember. I think it was like that.
Anyway.
But
yeah, that was so yeah.
Thank you, this game cost like a lot of money.
Yeah. But I mean,
and the thing
sounds like mismanagement to me, just going through 3 million.
Definitely. I mean, and also, like, here's the thing. I don't know, Devil Fund kind of realizes this, though, is that when they, and a lot of the backers gave them money, they gave it in hopes of a sort of modest adventure game, because there wasn't enough of them. And it sounds like Devil Fund kind of wants to push the envelope with adventure games, and then they ended up putting more money into it. Then now they got too ambitious, and now they're like, oh, what is going on?
And they pushed the envelope right off the table. Oh,
yeah.
That was horrible. Edited it out.
It was broken age. Wait, what? No. There's a pun in there somewhere. Anyway.
Okay. Well, the point is that they didn't do good. They did a bad.
Mm.
Is what they did.
To be fair, they are the kind of like first Kickstarter project, so.
And there's a lot.
First high profile.
Yeah,
and they also have a lot like riding on it. Like kind of like if that game isn't good, that kind of set their reputation for Kickstarter in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean,
from a lot of people, already, I'd say.
For a lot of people, sure, but we already have like the Ouya, which.
Oh yeah, that's come out.
That's come out. That's made people feel things. People have had feelings about that.
Yeah. Is it like, no, it's official, right? It's got like a legit release now, huh? Like it's no longer in the testing phase, so that's the real thing. But that's retail, got released in retail. Backers got it a little bit earlier. And
they
apparently
got a different version a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Not so flash version. Because that's how you treat your backers. If you want to make them feel like they really invested in something worthwhile, treat them like shit.
Yep.
Give them the crappy version of the product they'll promised.
Of course.
I mean, that's been my philosophy, honestly.
Treat them mean, keep them keen.
Anyway, but the thing is that, like, even though which, I mean, I don't know, wasn't a good idea in the first place, but people paid money and they got a certain expectation, and what they got was sort of something, like, I remember even in the promotional videos, it's like, the advertising about how they really took the controller seriously, and apparently that controller is, like, the worst thing ever.
Yep. Controller lag, wasn't it? And it's really cheap feeling as well.
Yeah, and, like, the buttons stick in as you press them, like.
Oh, f***ing hell.
Yeah, it's apparently, and there's all kinds of issues with the interface, but, not to rag on the Ouya too long, but it kind of sets the tone for like Kickstarter not really setting out to what it's being built up to be. Like, a lot of these ideas
I think there's kind of a scale. I don't think you can get a mass-produced console that's particularly good for Kickstarter unless you're getting, like a shit ton of cash.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with that is it's an unfortunate, you know, post-honeymoon sort of situation or whatever of everyone when the Kickstarter thing was, when that craze was first kicking up or whatever, everyone was like, oh, this is going to be so awesome. It's going to, you know, put direct control or whatever in people's hands and stuff like that, which, you know, is true, but unfortunately it's not. Nothing's going to work to the ideal that you're expecting it to work to, so people kind of set themselves up for disappointment.
Yep.
I mean, FTL worked out quite well. That was a Kickstarter.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, there are going to be things that come out of it, and that can be really good. But I think the general idea is that people were expecting that this is going to be, like, the greatest revolution to gaming that humanity has ever known, and stuff like that.
Nope. Yep. I mean, you can't make the big AAA games on this unless, like I said, we're making, like, boatloads of cash off Kickstarter, which I doubt you are. Like,
yeah.
I think there's enough to fund rather smaller ideas. Like, FTL was rather focused on its idea instead of what Broken Age seemed to do. Was like, here's our idea. Okay, now we're going to completely change it, make it bigger, because we got monies, which just got them in trouble.
Yeah.
They probably should have spent their money on something else and then just made the game for $400,000.
Yep. Like, TK suggested they should put their... they should have made a modest adventure game and put the rest to Psychonauts or something. A new Psychonauts.
Psychonauts 2!
TK, you gotta talk.
Yes. Oh, sorry. I'm pulling a Kiki. Anyways, what I feel about the Kickstarter is... I wonder why Double Fine didn't use the money they made off of Psychonauts in the other games.
Because they kind of spent that on the games they made later.
Ah, okay.
Also the whole staying alive thing. Paying wages, not dying, drugs.
Okay. And of course pay the people in the company that made the game. I see.
Yeah.
But
I don't see that being that important.
Yep.
You don't have to pay your people.
But yeah, like the Kickstarter stuff is good and all, but there's just so much ideas going around. Like how do you, like, spin it all and stuff?
Well, I mean, you, like, just got to make sure that the people making your game, the game you're interested in or whatever, or the Kickstarter you're interested in, is actually, like, a company that's not going to screw you over.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some Kickstarters they provide, like, demo to see if it's good and stuff, and if there's any problems, they can always, like, fix it up and use the money to help make the game better.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be the ideal way of going about doing it. Unfortunately, I think that they're a little more inclined to, you know, be all, well, we've made the game. We've made the game, so that's all that matters. So, you know, buy it or whatever. Give us money, please.
Like an example is, I played Among the Sleep, which is another Kickstarter title. I played a demo of it, and it's actually pretty good and creepy for the game. Like, the interesting concept is playing as a baby with a teddy bear and going through creepy stuff. It makes you think, like, ah, oh, this is an interesting Kickstarter. I think I'm going to fund this. And it helps, like, make you get more interested instead of just reading all the stuff and looking at pictures and, like, gameplay footage. So it was, like, a good example, like, how to be part of the game and help out with the funding and stuff.
Yes.
I mean, it's always going to be a risk, funding something on Kickstarter. I think people were a little more like, hey, we're going to, like, I think they're treating it like a pre-order. I think people were talking about people just treating it like a pre-order, which is not the way to go with it.
Correct.
You should not always expect a product.
No.
Like that's part of the, like, details of term of service. It's like, a lot of them don't have to hold their end. Like, that's kind of the realistic nature of it. Like, if the project does not work, they are not exactly obligated to give you your money back.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate, but, I mean, it makes sense. That's, I mean, it's an investment is what you're doing. It's you're not making some form of guarantee. You're not buying a product necessarily. You're making an investment under the assumptions and under the hopes that they will create a product, and it will be the thing that you wanted, and it'll be the thing that they said it is, and all that stuff.
Yep.
Another thing about, like, the Kickstarter fund, like, help is, like, the incentives. Like, if you pay, like, a certain amount of money, you'll get, like, a certain thing from the game, like maybe an art book or a free copy of the game or a digital or an art or, like, a role in the game. It's good that they provide, like, those who helped out, like, a really good incentive to help the funding.
Or Shovel Knight, how they give you dirt through the mail. Which is actually a real thing, yes.
Oh, I can't wait to get that dirt. But, I've got this little splotch on my backyard that I could just do with some dirt.
But it's higher grade, Corn. How do you know if your dirt is as good as their dirt?
I don't. Yeah. I'll just finish it off.
What if you get that dirt and you put it in your yard and it's, you know, it's a different kind of dirt or whatever. It's not like a kind that would fit in your yard.
Oh.
That would be a disaster.
Yeah. These are the things you gotta think about.
Anyway.
But, yeah, I was gonna say one more thing before we wrap this up. It's kinda like, the thing is that you're kinda, it's like, you're sacrificing, as this is part of Kickstarter, that as much as people get angry at publishers for, they also keep game developers focused, which is kind of what the Double Fine thing kind of emphasizes on. It's like, because they weren't focused, that money kind of, I wouldn't say wasted, but it wasn't used properly to make a game by itself with that money.
It's probably like winning the lotto, where you're just like, I've got millions of dollars that will never run out. I'm set for life. Oh, I spent it all.
Yeah. Guess I should have reconsidered that. Amphibious motorcycle.
Yeah. But,
I don't know why that was the first thing to come to mind.
I guess.
But it's a dream vehicle.
Yeah.
People need to be smarter with investing, and the people making these things need to be smarter about the money they get. Which I presume will just come with time. Once everyone kind of gets used to Kickstarter.
Well, I mean...
More used to Kickstarter.
The pressure that they put on this would be roughly the equivalent of doing something like electing a president, and then because of the fact of that president being of a certain, you know, ethnicity in a country that has a history with problems with that ethnicity, you give him a Nobel Peace Prize. Mm. Like, that's putting way too much expectation on someone who hasn't actually done anything. That's the problem with Kickstarter right now.
Those two are very related.
Yeah.
They are related.
I know, but
The idea is putting, like, way too much expectation on something because you're excited about the idea rather than about, you know, anything that it's actually done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alright. I think that wraps it up.
Yep. Kickstarter's done. Don't use it.
Yep. Never spend money. Just buy games. They're good. And... Yeah.
If you're not sure,
Steam sale.
If you're not sure about a game, if you're like, should I buy this game or should I not buy this game? Just steal it. Just steal it off the internet.
I think we have game a topic for next week. Piracy.
Game Podunk strongly supports whatever illegal activities you want to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
We strongly support and advocate breaking the law.
And now let's go to the next topic. Leaving on that.
Let's not go to the next topic. Let's go back and say we don't advocate that at all. Because then we can get in trouble for that. We are not legally responsible.
We? Who is this we when you're the one who said that?
We, because I was speaking on behalf of us as the community and as the site.
Alright.
Don't break the law, you... No, I was going to say bad words. Don't break the law, you butthorns.
And don't pirate games because we like... You're the reason why good games get denied.
Yeah, you specifically.
You specifically. You, the listener. The two of you. One of them might be TQ.
Both of you are the reason video games don't be good. Okay, we beat it. We beat it, everyone.
Okay.
Double fine.
But, Korn, why don't you start up this next topic, since it was.
If I do this, do I have to not do New Zealand's Corner?
Do you care about Corner?
Blood Dragon.
Okay, not.
Far Cry 3, Blood Dragon. It's a game. It did well. Was it like 500,000 in sales?
Yeah, it's something like that. It did pretty well.
Ubisoft was happy with it, at the very least. Which I presume means it made at least a bit of a profit.
That'd be a safe bet, yes.
Yeah. And they've also said that they'd like to do more things like this. Because, you know, Ubisoft would... really like running things into the ground.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
Like, so I'm thinking Blood Dragon 2.
Right.
Now, I mean, this is kind of an interesting idea, I think, just reusing a whole bunch of assets, making a rather different game, I guess.
Yeah.
And then releasing it for pretty cheap. It's like a really big DLC pack, basically.
Yep.
It is. which, I mean, I've in the past been a proponent of the fact that, you know, I've been a proponent in the past of people bringing back, you know, expansions rather than just, oh, you got a new car. You got a new car for this DLC.
$15 for the new car. Sweet deal.
Yep.
Yeah, I like expansion. Well, I liked expansion packs.
Yes.
Was it like Dawn of War? Every new Dawn of War expansion pack had an entirely new campaign. Or actually, no, it had an entirely new campaign for all the armies, basically. Pretty much, kind of-ish. It was a new campaign where you could play with any other. Anyway,
yeah.
I like this idea. I hope people jump on it again. And don't jump on it too much. Because, you know, good ideas shouldn't just be destroyed into the ground.
I'm in separate mindsets of this. It's like, I know a lot of people are like, yeah, just like justify, you know, your engine and da-da-da. Like, yeah, but how is this different than something like Assassin's Creed aside from the pricing structure? It's like, you are using the same game engine, you're putting a different setting, but, and you're re-releasing it.
It's cheaper. I mean,
is that it?
I mean, Blood Dragon is very different from Tone and all that from Far Cry 3. Thankfully.
But it, a lot of it was reskinned. It's like, even some of the animals.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, all the animals were just chrome. That was the only real difference. Apart from the boar that just had boar spray painted on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you're right, Beryl, and that's basically it. Just, I don't know. I feel like I should have thought about this a little more. Why do you make me do this? F***ing hell.
It's for discussion. We have to think about these things on the fly.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was just being a bully. But, I can notice, I mean, the thing, also the big thing about Blood Dragon that separates it from Assassin's Creed is that it's because the setting, because the setting is something they wouldn't have attempted otherwise with a big release. And because See, you could use that argument against me. These are the ones.
Also, Blood Dragon would never have been as good if it was a full game. Like, it would have outstayed its welcome if it was longer than it was as a standalone thing. Especially since they only had, like, 2 lines of dialogue per weapon.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, for me, the thing is that, like, I'm for it to a degree for the fact that,
That's how they do it.
You know, I'm a big fan of they're like, basically the idea behind Blood Dragon is we've got this game and everything. We want to do something completely different with it. Yeah. Release it for cheap. It's relatively low cost, low risk, and stuff like that. If it were to become the sort of concept of, you know, we've got these smaller games so we can do more interesting things with them, I'm completely for that. However, more likely, it'll be that maybe at first. And then it'll just become, you know, the normal chaff that they do.
Call of Duty expansions. Now set in Afghanistan.
You didn't see that coming before it was set in, you know...
Fake
Afghanistan. Now it's set in real Afghanistan.
Because we got the license. Thank you.
wait. Is there a license for using our country?
I don't know. I
Okay.
Yeah. I assume Master's idea on this. It can be interesting, but it won't be because developers and publishers.
Yeah. Publishers.
Yeah, publishers. I mean, I think this would definitely be a good idea. Like, if publishers let developers do this kind of thing, they'll have more free range to do small, stupid things that wouldn't make it as a full game.
Yeah.
Also, they probably won't have the pressure to tack on crap like multiplayer and co-op and all that shit they obviously don't want to put in.
If it looks profitable, like if it looks like it will be a profitable thing, we'll probably see more of it. But unfortunately, it's probably going to be like that. It's going to be, you know, just drained or whatever.
I'm seeing Assassin's Creed spin-offs very heavily from Ubisoft. That seems... Russia, that was the rumor 4 years ago, like probably 3 months ago. When Assassin's Creed 3 was in development.
But here's the thing, it's like, even Blood Dragon's like kind of its setting is... I'm having an echo, that's not good. But so weird. I was gonna say, because like it's not new to the whole like using the same assets and then creating a downloadable spinoff. It's not completely new. Like BioShock 2 did as well with Minerva's Den, and people actually like Minerva's Den. They didn't. A lot of people don't really like BioShock 2, but a lot of people are pretty positive on Minerva's Den. So, I mean, just like it's not exactly new, but so
sure. I think the thing about it that's, you know, particularly stand out on it is just the fact that it's so bizarre. Like, Blood Dragon was so bizarre comparatively. So
yeah.
It was Minerva's Den, from my understanding, was basically just, it was consistent with the general tenor of BioShock 2.
That's what I hear. I didn't play it, but that's what I hear.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It'd be interesting to see it, but I don't know.
More downloadable.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'll be totally honest. For that price tag, I'd be far more willing to play more shooters.
Yeah, for that price tag and knowing... Well, see, the thing, how long was Blood Dragon? Like, a couple hours, right?
Yeah.
4 to 6 hours or something?
Unless you really want to go do all the stupid collectibles, which is no real point to. I mean, a few of the collectibles get you better weapon upgrades, but that's not really... it's no point, because it's too short. Yeah, it's only a decent few hours.
Sure.
Like, I'm much more willing. It's, like, interesting setting, and even, like, even downloadables, like, Call of War as Gunslinger, it's, like, $15 as well.
And people that's a good example.
Like, that doesn't, like, Call of War is, like, that probably would have flopped at retail, but, like...
Yeah, because no one would expect it to be good.
Yeah, but that game ended up being good, like, the new downloadable, apparently.
Someone mentioned that, and I was like, yeah, whatever, another Call of Juarez, that'll be shit. And then there was the review, and I'm like, hey, it's good. What the fuck?
I watched a little bit of the game, and I was like, oh, this looks cool. I haven't got around to buying it, I just keep saying I will, but I have the demo downloaded, so we'll see if I play it. But yeah, stuff like that. I mean, I like the pricing structure. I don't know if I really approve of what the long term could be, like, but yeah. That's about it.
Nope. I think basically the whole point is we're just going to keep trying to find ways to like pry games, you know, as original ideas out of developers by just these little tiny short, you know, short-term things or whatever like this, where maybe for a short amount of time we're going to see them do some original stuff and then it's going to get overly commercialized and stuff like that and kill it again.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It feels like it's really hard to actually get legitimate quality out of things because people keep strangling ideas to death.
Yep.
One of these days, all the publishers will die. Coincidentally, of course. And developers will be free.
And then we'll never get video games. So that's cool.
Finally.
You know, we're tired of video games. And that's it.
Yep.
Next topic. All right, actually. How are we
we're
doing
out of topics.
Topic? We're out of topics.
We're out of topics? Oh my god.
We have a third backup topic, but...
Not really.
Do we just want to move on to questions?
We don't have any questions.
All I saw was Toby was just trolling. That's all I saw from Marshall's Twitter thing.
There aren't really no questions.
I mean, if any of us have played that game that Toby's talking about, we might humor it for a little bit. Actually, no, we do have one more topic. The Games Critic thing, if we have time.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Okay.
That was our top secret backup topic.
Secret topic that I made up, but I forgot.
Yeah. So,
Let's see.
You gonna roll with it?
I need to find it first. Because you only copied and pasted the first two.
Keep it secret.
Yeah. TK couldn't know. I mean, TK also needs to talk. I mean, that might be nice.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's establish the topic first, though. But Game Critics Awards happened recently. I mean, not. And it was basically discussing about what games the critics, I guess, found best at E3. It's like, and going over the list, it's very, very, very one-sided, with Titanfall basically stealing almost every award. I think even stuff like most innovative and best everything.
The shooter.
Like,
the first-person gray shooter. Most innovative. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean, yep, yep.
We add and mix. Oh, innovation! There's no single player. Oh my god! Revolutionary!
This is why nobody takes us seriously as a fan base or whatever. Wait, Beryl, finish reading whatever you're... Or finish
I was looking up the rewards, to be sure. Like, I was waiting for you guys to keep talking so I could look them up.
Well, the thing is that, like, we keep saying, oh, we want new and different things or whatever. We want original ideas or whatever. But then we keep intentionally just screwing ourselves with this sort of stuff. We keep saying, oh yeah, well, what we want, the best game that I saw there was the extremely generic, you know, brown and bloom shooter or whatever. Like, you know, that's on us. That is on us. Yeah. Not me, because that isn't what I wanted, but, oh, granted, I'm not much better. I said Metal Gear, which is also pretty gray, and it's a shooty game, though, you know.
Well, it could not be, I guess.
Metal Gear. Yeah. That's a sneaky game.
It's a sneaky game where if you want to, you can just shoot everyone, defeating the entire point.
You can play on very easy, and it becomes basically, you know, a rampage game.
Which is probably one of the... It becomes a very average third-person shooter if you do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
With a decent story.
If you want me to read the ones that it did win, it got Best of Show, Best Original Game... Best PC game, best action game. Let me scroll.
Wait, didn't it get best Xbox One game?
I don't think there's that category.
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's not okay.
They're kind of like more genre based, I guess. But
best PC game. That's a.
Yeah. Actually, that does make. Okay, now I get your point. I was like, anyway. But best online multiplayer and game of the show, of course. I mean,
wait, can you really judge online multiplayer just by looking at it? That's
well,
I'm sure you can say the gameplay is good, but the actual multiplayer.
Well,
anyway.
It was playable. That's actually kind of the big thing.
Oh, okay, was it?
And it's also kind of the big thing about why these are also really unfair, because there's a crap ton playable on the show floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty positive a lot of those games were decent. I'm pretty sure. But, I mean, a good majority of them just... What? Like, how do you overlook... I don't know. There's just so much stuff. It's like, the people were excited about. It's like... And, it's like, the only ones they kind of gave pass to, it's like, are the big budget AAA games. It's like, and a lot of them are the Western variety, which is another thing altogether. It's like, best online role-playing game, The Elder Scrolls Online got, which... Also, FF14 Realm Reborn, which is people are really positive on, did not get nominated. So it's kind of like, I don't know, just in general. It's like, and none of these games are Japanese, actually. Like, not a single one.
Wow. Considering how crazy we went for Kingdom Hearts 3 and...
Yeah.
Obviously, for 15.
I mean, there's some subtle racism in this kind of... Anyway... But yeah,
Western critics, all racist.
Yep.
Feels like they rushed the voting thing. Like, just ask as many people, hey, what is your opinion on this game? Which is the best? And then just take, like, many people votes and tally them up. Like, oh, Titanfall has the most. And then we'll just pick this one. And then, I don't know. They should take their time, like, voting and play every single...
And aren't these critics? So aren't they, like, the more savvier people? The ones that, I guess not. The ones that have a little more insight in.
I feel myself just not agreeing with critics these days. I don't know what it is. I kind of... All these massive, big, amazing, critically acclaimed games. I'm like, I don't really care for these that much.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, Call of Duty gets like a 9.5 every f***ing year, and I don't understand that.
Scared to give it a 10. I hate when they do that, like the point stuff. like so close to perfect. It's like, just yep. Give it the perfect.
I mean, I understand not giving it. Anyway, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Review scores. Yep. Yep.
I don't know. Like, I feel like when it comes to doing that sort of thing, first off, when it comes to picking a reviewer to listen to, the idea is that you read a lot of them, find someone that's more or less consistent the way you think, and then, you know, trusting that person until they wrong you, and then leaving really nasty comments and stuff like that. And saying that you're never going to go to the site ever again, and then go to the site again.
Yep. And then read another one that reviews. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, point is, you know, there's a certain, like, mentality. I think people operate within an expectation or something. And because of that, they start basically a lot of ideas homogenize. Like, I'm sure you've probably run into the situation in your day to day where you're like, I don't really like that thing or whatever. Or, like, I think more common is, I enjoy this movie or I enjoy this game or whatever. But you know that nobody likes that. So sometimes, just sometimes, you'll kind of just keep it to yourself. Mm. People will be like, man, that game was terrible or whatever. And you're like, yeah, that game was bad. Yeah, or
like,
whatever.
And you're like, oh, that was, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was actually okay. I don't see what everyone's big issue with it was, but whatever. So, you know, I feel like there's probably a lot of that kind of stuff going on. So I think that's one reason why you start seeing a homogenization of, like, a lot of people saying, oh, best game ever made, even though they probably don't really think that. Mm. Also, there's a lot of, like, hype, I guess, that goes into it. Like, a lot of, I'm super psyched because I just saw this, and at the end, I enjoyed it. They did a good show at me or whatever, so.
I mean,
it's goody.
To be fair, like, people just watching E3 on live streams and everything get pretty hyped, so I presume being a journalist, actually being there, you can get swept up in it fairly easily.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's the thing. It's like, you know, you see the stuff, you're there, and honestly speaking, the whole purpose of what they're doing, the companies are doing there, is trying to sell you on the thing anyway, so
yeah
it absolutely makes sense that they'll make a good show and stuff like that, and you'll be like, oh, that actually was pretty dope or whatever. And that's not, I don't think, necessarily a shortcoming on the part of the person actually doing the looking at the stuff or whatever. It's just an unfortunate consequence of the nature of that kind of thing.
Yep.
I mean, to be fair, it could be worse. They could have given it to Rise. Was it Fall of Rome?
Yeah.
Whatever it was. The generic, the game.
It's God of War with less control, basically.
Yeah.
It's God of War with less control. It's like, basically, if God of War had a baby with Uncharted, yeah. And then, you know, that baby happened to be about Rome.
A little less intelligent than you'd expect of a baby. It's dropped on its head a few times.
Okay, that's where we're going with this one.
Anyway.
I guess we did do that episode about baby bones, so.
Yeah.
Now you know how the baby died.
Alright. Jesus Christ, Corn.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jordan.
Have fun.
Anyway, yeah, that's my thing that I say on it.
I mean, I don't really have much to say. It's like, just in general, it's like, I'm kind of like, I'm disappointed by just looking at this.
Yeah.
Because, like, you kind of disregard what was strong about E3. It's like, by having these kind of rewards, it's like, the thing that people liked about the Sony one was kind of the scale of, like, of all the games they had, even indie stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you go to these rewards, and then you're basically saying, we only care about the AAA stuff, and the only indie game that you don't, like, dislike or don't care about is Transistor. So it's kind of like,
yep.
What are you saying? Like, what makes
fair,
you better than...
Titanfall does look pretty good. I mean, not like a masterstroke of gameplay, but it looks like a fairly solid multiplayer shooter that I'd probably pick up. Maybe not at launch. Maybe somewhere down the line.
To me, it feels kind of generic, but, you know, what can you do?
So I'm kind of drawn to that stuff, but whatever.
I don't care about shooters, but I think mechanically it looks kind of interesting just in terms of mobility. But otherwise,
fucking love jetpacks.
Well, not just jetpacks, like even like grabbing the walls or jumping off them.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
like,
yeah. You
know, like that is not something jetpacks. I've seen other shooters. Yeah. But anyway, stuff like that.
Here's the thing about that, though. To me, when I look at that, what I see is basically, you know, spectacle. Like they're going for something that looks interesting or whatever. I would have to see how it's actually implemented because what I see, it kind of seems like they're probably just going to use it for, you know, maybe doing some interesting looking stuff. And if not that, or maybe even on top of that, probably some irritating, you know, I'm not going to say puzzles, but problem solving or whatever. As they do with that, like in, you have Time Shift or something like that, you know, a game like that, they give you the ability to use the time travel stuff, and that's cool, that's an interesting thing that you can do or whatever, but ultimately what it comes down to is use this for irritating, like, problem solving and stuff like that, and I'm not super happy about that.
I can do that. I mean, that's also the thing, it's like the game isn't out, so it's kind of like you're giving awards to things that haven't really proved themselves, so that's also another thing entirely. Yeah. But,
yep.
We'll see. TK, do you have anything else you want to add?
Pretty much what you guys said about all the critics and stuff. Like, it's, I don't know, voting seems unfair for, like, because there's so many games, like, they don't know what to pick best, so they'll just all agree together and pick one. It's like, oh, make it easier, just pick this. I don't know, they should kind of change, like, the awards critic thing, or have, like, group of people do, like, certain genre, like, do this genre, do that and that, and pick a game from that genre, and then have it, like, compare from other games and opinions. Like, maybe have, instead of critics, well, they're called critics, I was gonna say, like, add some opinionated reviews from people, but...
I mean, if you're gonna get critics, have critics that are savvy in a certain area.
Yeah, people who would be relevant to what you're actually talking about, rather than just general... Whoever, like specialists, as they say.
Yeah, it's like, if you're gonna have, like, best handheld mobile game, pick someone who, you know, plays handheld mobile stuff, not just be like, oh, this was cool on the show floor, I didn't pay attention to the other stuff, who cares about the other stuff?
Do you prefer from, like, voting in general? Just, I mean, for as far as video games, for politics, it works fine, but, no, it doesn't. But, like, I just don't think that you can vote a game of a completely different genre above a different one or whatever, especially for some, like, innovative, like, that's such a, like, some games innovate very differently from others.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It feels like the same thing every year. Like, the awards are the same. It's like, predictable.
Yeah.
Like,
personally, personally, like, I think people kind of know what they're interested in. And I'd rather just see more of, like, instead of us voting for games, here's just us talking about the games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's definitely a thing that I agree with. However, I think we know how that works out. Let's just say, if you were to judge a review based on what part gets read the most, you'd have a lot more hits on the bottom than the top.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, like IGN that reviews, like, just all the way down just to see the score and, like, the pros and cons. Like, they don't care about the whole article.
And even so, I like this games critics thing. It's like people, I know a lot of sites probably wrote their impressions on, like, games on the show floor, but guess which one even we're talking about? It's like the games critics thing. It's like we're talking about how these guys only pick Titanfall, and we don't agree with them. Opposed to, you know, some bunch of sites saying, like, post their impressions of, I don't know, game on show, like Bayonetta 2, or, I don't know, some other stuff that Marcus might have wrote up, or Marcus and Lay. Not to advertise our site or anything, but advertise.
Yeah. Not to advertise our site, but if you want to know people's opinions on things, you should go into your favorite browser and type into Google Chrome www.gamepodunk.com and then read everything that was on there.
Yep.
To be fair, at GamePodunk podcast.
Favorite every page, so you can go right to it every time. You can bookmark every page as well. Just
yeah.
And enjoy and give us Dithrosa every day of your life. Every second.
Nope. Send checks to Jason.
Send checks to Jason. Well, actually, I don't know about Jason. Send... I mean, we could get into this convoluted argument about how it's distributed, but anyway.
Yeah. All right, straight to Jason. Will take care of it.
Yeah. Jason will take care of it, don't worry. Send all of your money to Jason. His home address is... I don't actually know his home address. I was going to make something up, but I couldn't think of anything on the fly. Sorry, I let you go with that.
Drury Lane in Nevada.
I don't think he lives in Nevada.
California, but... isn't it?
Bay Area? Yeah.
I probably shouldn't know that off the top of my head. That's a bit weird.
Yeah. He lives... Basically, just follow the blood rain to the giant castle made of the corpses of his enemies.
Pretty distinct. It should be easy to track. But, I think that wraps it up.
Doesn't California have a lot of those? Anyway. Yeah, we done?
Yeah, I think we're out of time anyway. It'll be awesome. Really hard. For... But, yeah. I mean, New Zealand corner.
No, goodbye.
And let's also about, have... Huh?
The thing about New Zealand corner is, if I'm going to be honest with everyone here...
It's not very good.
I think that goof may have...
I stayed as well. Out.
I think it may have ridden its course.
Yep.
That was kind of meant to be like a one or two off thing or whatever.
You're the one
that was because I didn't say a lot in the first podcast, so you had that. Now I say too much.
Yeah.
Also, I have to fucking think about all this crap. New Zealand doesn't have a lot going for it. Well, what could I talk about this week? I probably thought of a good goof. The Hurricanes Highlanders game was pretty nice. Can you catch that?
You know what? You've been replaced. Yeah. It's going to be the TK corner, because he hasn't talked that much.
All right, TK.
TK corner.
What's TK corner? Let's see. Can talk about anything, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Under 8. Has to be R16.
Yep.
R13? Yeah. What's the rating on this podcast? PG. It's not PG. I talked about babies being killed.
Well, today is... my birthday.
Oh, yeah. I should have. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy
thank
birthday.
You.
It was yesterday over here. I'm sorry, bud.
Yeah.
Your day
so you're wrong about your birthday. Sorry, TK.
What?
Well,
yesterday.
How many olds are you? How many years
old.
Are you?
Time flies go by? Or time goes by so
time
fast.
Time flies goes by.
yes, time flies
so
goes
you're,
by. Or
you're a quarter century old.
I know. Quarters. Two more quarters.
Can you...
Are you older than me and Marshall? We're like the old men.
I know, and I'm like... You... Yeah, I'm the old... I think, yeah, I'm older than all of you.
You don't You don't sound older. You're too happy, too optimistic. You're not jaded.
No, I'm like the little brother in life. Game Podunk.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what if... Okay, here's the thing. What have you learned in your quarter century of life? Give us advice. Teach us.
Well, I learned, of course, to be nice. You'll get something in return for doing all the good stuff.
Sure.
I always thought that winning, like a lot of contests, was based on my luck. But according to Kiki, she's told me that I do good stuff, so I believe her. Actually, from looking at some of the stuff I've been doing, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Positive juju.
So wait, what you're saying is be a good person?
I guess.
What? What the crap?
That is the opposite approach of what I've been taking in life.
You know, I'm not convinced that that's entirely true, considering how I've lived pretty well, and I'm not a good person.
That's, yeah, that's true.
I tend to get a lot of things I want, and I'm not very nice.
That's true. Yeah.
Just I'm a good person, bitch. Things go well for me, so I don't know.
No, you're not. Shut up, Gordon.
No, go.
You're talking about killing babies earlier.
I wasn't actually
like
doing...
Like, 10 minutes ago.
I don't actually kill babies. The toddlers at best.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Marshall, speaking of Jaden, it's his birthday tomorrow.
No Jaden.
Actually, I've been wanting to ask what's with the no Jaden stuff. Is
no,
it...
just,
don't worry
just no
about
Jaden.
It. No, Jaden. Okay. No, man.
Okay.
No, Jaden.
He he doesn't want Jaden to extend himself after the masterpiece that was After Earth. Like, sometimes it's better just to rest on your laurels.
Yep. he perfected cinema, and now I think maybe it's time that he leaves it to the younger guys. He leaves it to the
people. How old is he? Like,
he's like 14. So young.
Yeah, what the...
I actually thought he was a little older than that. Yeah, that's pricey.
Maybe 16? I don't know how old he is. I'm not a Jadenologist.
That wraps up TK Corner. That be nice to people. Get things you like.
Basically, is what you're saying, be excellent to each other and party on, dudes. Is that your life advice here?
Just be patient with so many things. Play... I can't think of anything else. Just be nice and all, that's all.
Okay.
And don't do evil things.
What about... Okay. Don't do drugs, first off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's good life advice. Don't do drugs. Be nice to each other. Party on, dudes.
Drink a lot.
Drink a lot, if you have to. Here's the thing, Corn. I know we joke about telling people to drink a lot, but I think
don't actually drink a lot.
Yeah, don't actually drink a lot unless you want to. if you wanna drink a lot, then drink a lot.
Just
be responsible.
Just consult your liver first.
Consult your liver. Okay, so I was on the internet.com and saw this freaking thing where apparently the youths these days are smoking alcohol. They take a 2-liter bottle, they put alcohol in it, put a cork in it, use a ball pump, poke that through the cork, pump it up, and then whenever they pull the cork out, because the alcohol is lighter than the water, the pressure will pull it up while the water will stay down, and it'll basically become like an aerosol inside the bottle, and then they just breathe it in. And don't do that. That's a fucking stupid idea.
And people call kids these days lazy. That's a fucking lot more work than just drinking whiskey out of my dad's liquor bottle.
It is.
I always fuck up words. I don't know what's behind that, but whatever.
I don't know. But the thing is, okay, it gets you super cray drunk for the fact that it's not going into your tummy. It's not going to be processed through that stuff or whatever. It's going into your lungs, which gets absorbed into your bloodstream a lot faster, goes to your brain a lot faster, and it will kill you, you stupid shit. Don't do that.
And also, there's extra sanitary things you can worry about, you know, using a bicycle pump. There's other stuff in that, anyway.
There is, however...
There's some kinky people out there. They could have been using that bicycle pump for anything.
No, I just mean...
Though, to be fair, alcohol is a disinfectant, so...
That's not what I'm playing. It's also... never mind.
I mean, you got the alcohol going on or whatever, so it is a disinfectant. Yeah. It might be a little...
Are we still over time?
Anyway, yeah, I think we're good.
All right. Yeah. One thing I have to say is potato. I'm sorry.
No. No. Why did you have to do that attack on podcast?
It was just random. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well,
I guess that's it.
The day we knew fear when TK looked over the wall and made that joke.
Man, these are some solid goofs. I need to save these for now. Okay. Anyway, that'll do it. Everyone, I guess we don't really do like a sign out on this thing, so I guess we're just gonna leave. Bye.
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 Bye. We'll miss.
Bye.
Have fun editing, Captain.
Good luck editing.
See you in the next episode.
I'm so sorry.
Goodbye, nods.
Goodbye.
Are we doing accents now?
No,
we're not.
I don't do accents.
Oh, believe me, I'm born.
Oh, you wanna challenge me?
Oh, that's dad. That sounded real.
Oi, Marshall.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm just spurting something out.
Yeah, cuz. Game Podunk.